This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know. Hear from the experts, the authors, the others. Hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, it's a special edition. The NBA commissioner put the hammer down on Clippers owner Donald Sterling. We'll review the specifics, get commentary, find out what's next for the team, and take your calls. When's the last time we did that? To meet the friends, right in the thick of it is our very own Jennifer Bjorklund.
Hey, Phil. I'm live at Staples Center where fans are already kind of rallying around. A lot of T-shirts being sold and a lot of opinions. Everybody's got one. We'll have them for you.
Can't wait. Jay Cappadonia is here with the facts you need to know.
I'll break down all the facts of what the commissioner said about Donald Sterling and tell you why it matters to you.
Waiting to hear what you think is Chris Martin.
Right, Phil. It's going to be interesting to see if we're all on the same page with this issue. Plus, we still have a big playoff game tonight, and I'm going to help break down some of the key strategies for the Clippers to get a W.
All right, that's all coming up. Let's get started. First of all, here's the number to get in on the conversation. It's a special number. Maybe you haven't dialed this one before, so jot it down. 310-514-9113. That's 310-514-9113. 310-514-9113. You need it one more time? Okay, fine. 310-514-9113. All right, Jay. Let's start with the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver. What did he decide in response to those audio recordings, allegedly, of Donald Sterling, the Clippers owner, in which he utters racist comments? We believe it is him, but we don't know for sure.
The NBA commish came out and spoke to the media today, and he had some harsh words for Clippers owner Donald Sterling.
Effective immediately, I am banning Mr. Sterling for life from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA.
Now, that basically means he can't go to any games or practices, he can't show up to any Clippers facility, and he can't even participate in the business decisions around the team, but that's not all.
I am also fining Mr. Sterling $2.5 million, the maximum amount allowed under the NBA Constitution.
Now, that money will be donated to an anti-discrimination organization.
A lot of money for the organization, for chump change for Sterling, but again, that's the maximum. So what happens to the team absent Sterling's involvement?
So Silver says he wants to force the sale of the team, basically getting Donald Sterling out of the league. He's urging the NBA's Board of Governors to make a move. Silver needs 3/4 of the 30 teams, or 23 out of the 30 teams, to approve the sale. And then basically the NBA would own the team till someone can come up with the right amount of cash. Forbes values the team at around $575 million.
Not bad. Not the best, but not bad. Right in the middle of the value in the league from what we understand. So have we heard from Sterling yet?
We have not, but the Clippers organization let their thoughts be known. Soon after Silver made his comments, they made the official NBA Clippers website all black, and it read the words, "We are one." They also released a statement saying that they wholeheartedly support and embrace the decision by the NBA.
All right. And by the way, we posted a screenshot of that just in case they change to something else. I have a feeling they're going to keep that there for a while at Clippers.com. But we put a screenshot of it at the Facebook page for Phil Hewlett and friends if you want to find that there. And so let's find out what's happening on the street because our Jennifer Bjorklund is at Staples Center. Jennifer, we had heard that rallies were going to get started early on. Have they already started gathering?
People are coming by. You know how they do during playoffs games. They got T-shirts to sell. They have some new ones. There's one in particular we're seeing around the neighborhood a lot that says, Clippers, we love our team, but... And then on the back, it says something that I can't say on the radio about the owner.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, and it makes it difficult. The TV crews set up all around here. These people are crossing the street, and if you're set up by a light and people are walking across the street and that's what all you see going in the background, it's kind of difficult. It's really, really difficult. So if you watch on TV and you see a really, really tight shot of some reporter's head, that's why they're trying to crop out all the expletives that are on some of these T-shirts that are referring to Donald Sterling.
Well, that's not an inviting kind of thing to see there. If you're coming to the game tonight, it almost sounds hostile.
It's a little bit, you would think, but The overall consensus on the street and in front of Staples Center, where people are just kind of hanging out, is they're really happy with what happened today, with the hammer basically coming down, with the maximum fine, the lifetime ban, and then the big question is how do you really enforce that? Oh, we're going to try to force the sale. I mean, is Donald Sterling going to go out without a fight, or is this the start of something that we've never seen before?
Yeah.
Now, I think that's the question people are trying to work out here. What kind of precedent does this set? And I think yesterday we heard from Mark Cuban was talking about how this is a slippery slope. This is his private comments that he made at home.
Well, here's the thing, Jen. I'm kind of with you, and we don't really know what's going to happen here, but the NBA Finals are in a couple weeks. They're scheduled to start in early June. My guess, stepping out of the reporter box for just a second, my guess is the league took swift action. They made a move against Sterling. Everybody seems to be happy with the decision at this point, and they're going to let the NBA Finals play out. They're going to let the postseason finish, and then that's when the legal battle is really going to happen.
Right. Right, because this has just been a distraction. So coming down decisively, I think, was the right move from a basketball standpoint. And just to continue on with my thought about the slippery slope, you heard a reporter ask the question at the news conference with the NBA commissioner. He's making these private comments at home, and he says, well, whether they were private to start with, they're public now. So that really does set another precedent where, you know, what is private? Your thoughts, your actions, what you do at work versus what you think at home. It's all sort of becoming the same thing these days.
Yep, of course. And Jennifer, thank you very much for that. It sounds windy. Sounds like a busy traffic day over there.
It is.
And we'll be hoping to hear from you again a little later in the program. See if you can get some opinions from some people there. That'll be great. We're going to hear from people on the phone. We have folks waiting on right now. The phone number is 310-514-9113. What do you think of Commissioner Silver's penalty for Donald Sterling today? Would you have rather seen something else? How do you think Sterling is going to respond? And are you back on the Clippers bandwagon for tonight's playoff game? We're taking your calls. 310-514-9113, 310-514-9113. Your opinion next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends here on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. It's a special edition of As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends here on KFWB News Talk 980. The stories behind the stories. And again, we'll do that today with the NBA commissioner coming down on Clippers owner Donald Sterling. What do you think of the NBA's response? Did the league do enough? Will you go to Clippers games? Should the players be allowed to be free agents at the end of the season? Whole bunch of questions to ask today, and perhaps you have some answers for us. And let's go to the phones at 310-514-9113. Lisa, you're in Los Angeles. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing good. So what do you think of the penalty that was brought down on Sterling by the league?
I think absolutely 100% appropriate. I think that, you know, what he has done is reprehensible and disgusting. But here's the thing. I mean, anybody of his stature and his where he is in his life to talk like that, never mind that anyone should talk like that, but for him to do that. But here's my question. where does the line get drawn? It's illegal to record someone when they don't know they're being recorded.
Right, right. And you know, Lisa, he's going to sue everybody. He's going to sue TMZ, who originally released the tape. He's going to sue Deadspin.com, who released more audio. He's going to sue everybody.
Right.
So what do you think that...
Yes, I think absolutely he has the right to... I think that what he said and how he was, whether it's in front of the scenes or behind the scenes, is absolutely disgusting.
Well, Lisa, let me ask you this. Do you think the league should force Sterling to sell the team? Lisa?
I do. Yeah, I was thinking. I'm so sorry. I do. I don't think somebody that has those feelings, ideas, or beliefs should have the right to own a team that or any kind of a company that has people working for him that he feels that way about. He should be fined for that, and he should be, held responsible.
All right, Lisa, thank you very much. So it's going to be interesting to see if the Board of Governors, we need three quarters of the votes for the Board of Governors, which is basically made up by owners of the teams.
It's the owners, correct. Yeah, 23 out of the 30
so
teams.
So if any of them or the right amount of them shares the same opinion as Lisa on the phone just now, then it will be difficult for the league to enforce that. But as Silver did, Commissioner Silver said that he was confident he had enough votes.
He was confident, and he says he's going to do everything in his power. One number that I keep seeing floating around here, the guy made racial remarks against blacks. Okay, that's allegedly what happened. 75% of the NBA are black players.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, you got to be smarter than that, sir.
Right.
Just saying.
But, and by the way, when we have to be careful when we say the allegedly, it's allegedly Sterling. We're certain that the comments were racist.
Correct. Right. Yes. Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
AJ, you're in Los Angeles. You're on. What do you think of the decision from the NBA commissioner today?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. It's quite an interesting one. I'm not quite sure if I would agree with the commissioner's stance to force Donald to sell the franchise.
Why is that?
We have to look at this from end to end. Back in the 80s and 90s, Carl Kartrell, who ran the Carl's Jr. franchise, there was an investigation done and found that he had invested in companies that or groups and organizations that supported the Ku Klux Klan. There was not an energy to force him to release ownership of his hamburger franchises, the Carl's Jr.'s franchises as they operated in Los Angeles and in the West, or the Hardee's franchises that operate in other parts of the U.S. I think it's fair to say that as an owner, you, to some degree, have a professional obligation to your staff. But how you feel personally, who you accept or who you praise or who you choose to worship, that's completely up to you as an owner.
But clearly in the NBA, it's not exactly like the life you and I lead with the same rules and tenets that we have to follow. There's a constitution that the Board of Governors has agreed to live by. And in this case, it gives the commissioner the right to do what he suggested today. And then ultimately it's up for a vote.
That's a great point. And I agree with you. We share that view. However, what this tape revealed should not be the match that lit the haystack. It shouldn't be what caused the fire department to come and try to water the fire. Donald has shown by his actions who he truly is, and the league did not take any action. The Department of Justice cites that it has never had a settlement like they did against Donald. It was the largest in their history.
Let me ask you about the macro versus the micro here. Would the NBA and Clippers fans be better off with a new owner?
That's hard to say. But thanks. That's a great question. Because if you look at the history of the Clippers, one, there are more former Clipper players distributed throughout the NBA than any other franchise. So it looked like Donald actually ran the Clippers for quite some time as a development franchise to pair players that are new into the league with players that are on their way out.
Yeah, I agree with that, AJ. I mean, look, in the past couple of years, now they're finally catching on fire after being 20 years the worst team in the league.
You aren't lying. But let's touch something, because you guys are really on to something, and we've got to drill down on it. One is that Donald exemplifies that race will never go away. However, there are some employees that would prefer to know how their boss feels because it makes working for them better. I don't think there's a member of the Los Angeles Clippers that is trying to win a championship for Donald Sterling. I think every guy on the floor is trying to win a ring for himself. To answer a couple of questions, I'll be really quick with it. Yes, I will still go to Clipper games.
Good.
No, I don't think that players should be free agents because that contract that they signed is legal and binding. I think what the commissioner is going to do or what his actions have done is going to cause ownerships to drive their true feelings underground. This may be how I feel, but I better not speak on it.
All right. I got you, AJ. I think I hear you loud and clear.
That's an excellent point.
Thank you very much for the call, and we'll take more of your calls at 310-514-9113. But here's the thing. Sterling, as you point out, Jay, is going to sue.
Everybody.
He's got a history of suing. He's an attorney. And so he's, from what I heard this morning in the morning program, it's 9 out of the last 10 years he's sued the league. So we totally expect, I think you're correct, for litigation to happen. So some of what AJ is questioning there as to what can happen to the other owners will ultimately be litigated, and a judge will decide, and the league then will get together again and to say, all right, do we change the league's constitution to adapt to what the court has agreed to after the litigation, which Sterling is going to want to bring.
Right, and a lot of these teams have like moral clauses in their contracts. If you're just working for Joe Blow Company, you might have a moral clause in your contract. If you get busted for a DUI, you can get fired. If you get busted for drugs, you can get fired. All of these things can happen. So if they say you have to hold up this moral compass so you don't damage the league or damage said company that you work for, I'm okay with somebody getting kicked out for violating a clause that is in a contract.
And I think that's also what makes the Adam Silver's approach to the whole media leaking out interesting, too, is because even though it may have some legal questions around it, you still can't put the cat back in the bag.
That's right.
Out there.
Yeah.
It's not going back.
That's exactly right, Chris. And while we're talking to you specifically, you've been looking into tonight's game, and I've been worried about the effect of all of this on the players because this is the opportunity for the Clippers. They've never been better. They've never had a better shot at taking the whole thing, yeah. And it certainly seemed that the last game they played, they were completely affected by this. And so with today's ruling from the NBA commissioner, perhaps some of the weight is taken off of their shoulders. But what is it going to take? Break it down for me tonight, Chris.
Well, it's going to take them to bond together over this experience first and foremost, and that's usually the one of two ways that you'll see teams respond in a situation like this. But looking at the X's and O's and doing a little bit of coach speak, defensively, you got to slow down Steph Curry right out of the gate. He's got a hot shooting hand. He shot 50% in Golden State on Sunday, and that's what really hurt him. He had 33 points shooting. You got to get in his breadbasket. I think a guy like Matt Barnes, if you can find a way to get a guy like Matt Barnes up against him, disrupt his rhythm a little bit because he's long and he's fast and he's pesky, that could help. And when you're doing that, you can't lose track of Klay Thompson. He's another great shooting guard. You got to keep an eye on him because he could get away from you and start draining threes too. Also, D up underneath the net. Iguodala had 20-plus points in the last game. DeAndre Jordan's got to get in his face. He's got to stop him underneath the basket. I think that's going to go a long ways. And Doc Rivers needs to emphasize that first quarter, getting on the Warriors early, hitting them hard defensively, and being physical with them. That's on the defensive end. Offensively, you got to get Jamal Crawford and Blake Griffin going. I think they're hot shooters, and if you get them shooting early, they're guys that can put a lot of points on the board for you. And let Chris Paul do his thing. Let him distribute the ball. He's a great leader, so he's going to pick up the slack there.
Chris, I like your analysis. I have no clue what you just said. I'm confident it was on the money.
It really
I
was.
Think other people
it
would
was
agree.
On the money.
One other thing is if you can get J.J. Redick hot, get him open behind the three-point line, see if you can't get him hot early
as well. This is my prediction. This is what's happening in the locker room as we speak. The guys are doing shoot-around. They're warming up right now, and they're saying Doc Rivers walks in there and says, look, all of this is now behind us. Let's rally together. Let's play like we know how to win and go out there and finish this thing. I'll tell you, if they win the NBA Finals, do you know how unbelievably awesome that would be?
Oh, it's an awesome story.
Yeah. Right.
It really is. And that's the transition I've been waiting for, and I don't know when it's going to happen. And I think winning is going to do the trick.
Tonight.
If they win tonight, if they take this round, then it's, I think we get real close to the transition where we stop the focus on Sterling and start focusing on, okay, this is a tenacious team.
Absolutely.
This is a quality, talented team, and they have a chance to go all the way. And rising up above all of this junk it shows a lot of character. And that's something people can follow. And winning is contagious, and fans love winners.
And tonight's game is going to be a real key indicator of how they're going to take it. Are they going to get hyper-focused, or are they going to let the pressure get to them? We'll find out tonight.
They're professionals. They're going to take it all the way. I predict they win 45 points. They win by 45 points. That is my prediction.
All right. I wonder who's
going to put some money on that. Anybody?
There's some other predictions. You can make predictions. Who's going to buy the team, right? Because there was one that was floating around the internet today that Oprah was going to buy the team.
No, get out of here.
Can you imagine opening night? You get a car. You get a car. You get a car. She's already come out and said, no, I'm not buying the team. Magic Johnson would be an excellent owner for the team. I think she's probably right in that case. And there's some other people, I think, who qualify for that as well. So what do you think? Should the team be sold? Who should buy the team? You like Magic Johnson as an owner? You want to suggest somebody? Hey, do you have the cash to put down? What do you think? All right. Up next, Clippers' name certainly is sullied. Maybe they're coming back. Did the NBA commissioner's response remedy that? Timing is terrible, for sure, but now without Donald Sterling's participation, how do you win back the hearts of the fans? Well, you're going to hear from an image expert next, right here on this special edition of As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980. So glad you tuned in to this special edition of As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends here on KFWB News Talk 980. The stories behind the stories, and of course all day today we're talking about the NBA commissioner's ruling on Donald Sterling, the owner of the Clippers. And we're taking your calls as well. Love to get your opinion. So many questions to ask. Will some of the players be asked to be traded? Will other players refuse to come here? Has the NBA done enough to make those questions moot? What's your point of view? 310-514-9113, 310-514-9113. But we want to also talk about the collateral damage of the Donald Sterling controversy. The team has taken a big PR hit. Is there a subconscious guilt by association? You hear the name Clippers, and do you immediately think Donald Sterling, racist? That's a problem for the team, in my estimation. So joining us now live to talk about this, renowned publicist, noted Hollywood expert and author, Michael Levine. Michael, thank you very much. The Clippers organization is just that. It's more than Donald Sterling. It's a front office with a lot of people, presumably not racists, who run the team day to day. Their job just got incredibly more difficult this week. Public opinion is everything. And right now, maybe it got a little better today, but it's awful for the Clippers, a lot more than it was a week ago. What is the first thing those employees who operate the team should do?
Well, I think that the rules really of crisis control are pretty clear. There are four things you do in a crisis that tend to work. And I must tell you, thus far, I don't think Mr. Sterling and his organization, but particularly Mr. Sterling, have done any of them. The first thing, of course, is you have to act quickly. You know, we're living in a world in which a rumor unanswered in 24 hours becomes true. So you got to act quickly. The other thing is you got to act with humility. The third thing is personal responsibility. And the fourth is contrition. So those four elements are the guiding the commandments of crisis control. I don't think he's done any of them.
Mr. Levine, I have to ask you, if you, like, in just your opinion, and I'm not asking you to, you know, give me the rule book or anything, if Sterling would have come out right out of the gate, as soon as the audio was released, it said, look, it was me. I didn't know I was being recorded. I apologize for the remarks that I made. Please forgive me. Let's go back to playing basketball. Do you think the commissioner or do you think the public outrage would be the same? Like, do you think the outcome would still be a lifetime ban?
It's hard to know what the exact outcome would have been, but I think he could have softened public opinion. I mean, look, I don't know the truth. I know what I heard. I know Donald Sterling, and I know what I heard, and it certainly sounded like his voice to me, and it was outrageous and shocking.
Now, the league says they've confirmed it's him.
Yeah.
And we find out tonight, Michael Levine, how this is affecting the psyche of the team. But is the best remedy, and you know the entertainment-consuming audience, is the best remedy for the team to win back the fans to just win?
No. No, they have to do a combination of winning and separate themselves from this awful, awful stain. I mean, what he said was so outrageous, so egregious, so incomprehensible that you silence his agreement. You have to, as a unit, to win back the public trust. Public trust is everything.
Right.
I just saw a story a few minutes ago that said that David Geffen is open to buying the Clippers. And
look at that. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
There you go.
Here's the thing. If there is a new owner in the near future for the Clippers, what should a new owner do to erase the Sterling legacy?
Well, the first thing you do when you're in a hole is quit digging. I mean, you've got to really acknowledge, you know, that public trust is everything. I mean, how many sponsors left yesterday? I don't know.
I think it's like 15 or 17.
Yeah, it was a remarkable number. So, I mean, you cannot operate in the early part of the 21st century with such a contemptible view of people who are you're working with. Yeah, I heard something Magic Johnson say something interesting the other day. He was talking about how he had known Donald Sterling and considered him a modest friend. And he said he'd have more respect if Donald Sterling had simply come up to him and said, "Listen, Magic, I have to be open with you. I don't like blacks or I don't like African Americans. I don't trust whatever his feelings were." He would have actually respected that more than the way he had been to him, which was to shake his hand and act like a friend and so forth. So,
right. Yeah. The two-face syndrome.
It's always better to know where somebody's coming from. Well, let me ask you something out of left field, because sometimes when corporations want to change public opinion, and we have examples of this, they change their name. Philip Morris is a good example, right? The cigarettes are killing people, so now they're not Philip Morris, they're Altria, which sounds entirely harmless. Would it do any good to change the team name next season?
Oh, I don't think listen, I can't conceive of a scenario in which Donald Sterling is the owner of the Clippers a year from now. Now, maybe I will be proven wrong, but I think it's unlikely. And therefore, I don't see any reason to change the name of the team, because I think it's that he's the stain, not the
not the organization, right. I totally agree with you, Mr. Levine. And everybody's got all that
gear. By the way, every time you agree with me, I think you're brilliant.
And he calls you Mr. Levine.
Yeah, yeah. And Angel gets his wings, right?
Right.
And as an old friend, I like to call you Michael.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Will that solve the problem? Can I ask one quick question?
Oh, yeah, sure.
If they get a new owner, will that solve the problem?
I think it's a good start, particularly if the owner's Magic Johnson or David Geffen.
Right.
Nothing wrong with those two names. Michael Levine, thank you. Great to talk with you again.
Nice talk to you. Thanks for sharing your valuable audience with me.
All right. Always happy to do that. Renowned publicist, noted Hollywood expert and author, Michael Levine. 310-514-9113. Jay?
I was just saying, he mentioned Magic Johnson multiple times. Johnson took to Twitter after Adam Silver came out and basically dropped a bombshell on the NBA, and he tweeted, "Former and current NBA players are very happy with the Commissioner Silver's ruling." And Twitter has just exploded with former and current players loving the fact that Silver did this. And I think it's not going to stop there. If you go onto Twitter and you just search for the Clippers, I can't keep up with how many tweets are coming in, and this is going to trend for multiple days.
Yeah, it's a different time for sure. All right, back to the phones at 310-514-9113. Daniel from Los Angeles, you're on. What do you think of the commissioner's ruling today?
Well, I thought it was great, but I have a few points. First,
yes, go ahead, Daniel.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're fine. Go ahead.
Okay, great. First of all, I want to just talk about personal responsibility. You know, I've heard from callers, whether it's you know, Joe Blow or Donald Trump even saying that this guy was set up. No one forced him to say what he did, you know, so he needs to take full responsibility for his work. Now, the NBA, what they did today was protect their brand. It's not just about what Mr. Sterling has to say or his, you know, his right to free speech or what have you.
Right, you're absolutely right.
Right. The, I mean, you have sponsors dropping the Clippers left and right. The NBA has a duty to protect itself from this disaster. And whoever backs, as far as the you know, owners not kind of voting to get rid of Mr. Sterling, I would love to know who would back this gentleman up at this time.
Yeah.
It would be a disaster for them.
Who's going to come to defend him? I don't think anybody.
Right. Who would? And, you know,
all right, Daniel, you know what? We're having trouble with the line, but I think you made a good point there. And there will be votes counted. I don't know if the NBA is going to say who among the Board of Governors voted for or against forcing the sale of the team, but certainly right. They're going to have that vote. And should the NBA, in your opinion, force Sterling to sell? Well, you're going to hear the rationale behind the word no next, right here on As We See It, the special edition of As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. I want to thank you for tuning in to this special edition of As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. Jay Capadonia is here. Chris Martin is here. Jennifer Bjorklund is busy at Staples Center. We may hear from her in this segment. It all depends. If we can get a hold of her, we will. We know she's busy talking to fans out there. It's a busy day, of course, because the NBA and the commissioner, Adam Silver, brought the hammer down on Clippers owner Donald Sterling, all because of those recordings that were made public with the racial conversations on the racist conversations on there. And now here's the question that we've been asking, and you could weigh in on this as well at 310-514-9113. That's 310-514-9113. We'll get you some more of your calls in. But should the team be sold? Should the league force the team to be sold? The commissioner said that he's going to get the board of directors to vote on this. He needs a majority of them to say yes. He says the likelihood is he has the votes to make that happen. So the one answer to the question, should the league force the team to sell, is no. And joining us now live is Forbes Sports Money reporter Mike Ozanian. You say the team should not be forced to sell, or Sterling should not be forced to sell. Why?
Because the longer Sterling holds on to the team, the more the value of the team will fall. We've already seen sponsors suspend their sponsorships with the team. No doubt attendance would also fall precipitously. Would Sterling hold on to the team? As revenues fall, so would the value of the team. It would be a very drastic form of punishment. He paid $12.5 million for the team in the early 80s. If he were to sell today, as the team currently stands with its current revenue, he could probably get at least $700 million for the team, perhaps more.
Yeah, that's a good benefit. But so why not sell today? Or maybe wait and see if the Clippers can win a couple of rounds of ball in the postseason, more revenue, more potential upside in the future. Wouldn't the value of the team go up?
I think in the short term, as you get some more revenue from the playoffs, it helps the value of the team. But I've never seen in my 20 years covering professional sports anything like this in the NBA, where every player. And you have owners coming out and everybody saying they want Sterling out. A lot of anger, of course, justifiable anger. And I think there's no doubt in my mind that the commissioner, Adam Silver, is going to get the unanimous vote he needs from the other owners. I think he only needs two-thirds, but I think it will be unanimous to force a sale. The bylaws require such a vote. Silver cannot move just on his own and say Sterling has to sell the team. And if Sterling is smart, he'll sell quickly rather than hold on. I mean, you know, ask yourself, what player would even play for the Clippers once their current contract ends with Donald Sterling owning the team?
Yeah. Help me understand something here. When you're a franchise owner and you sell, does a percentage of the sales price go essentially into the big pot with the league?
No, you get it all. When it goes into the league, that's an expansion team. So, for example, if a new team were to come to some city, let's say in Kansas City, and pay a $600 million expansion fee, that $600 million would be divided among the existing owners. But when a team is sold like this, no. Where it could go to the owners, it would be in a rare situation where, for example, the league bought the team. We saw this in baseball several years ago when Major League Baseball bought the Expos and then sold the Expos to Lerner, where they're now the Washington Nationals. You know, they're getting more creative all the time. We saw with the recent agreed-to sale of the Milwaukee Bucks that the league has told the new-to-be owners, we will buy the team from you for $575 million. The new owners have agreed to pay $550 if by 2017 it doesn't look like you're going to get a new arena. So it's plausible, but in a straight sale, no, it would just go to Sterling.
Yeah, all right, and so he laughs all the way, assuming that he doesn't tie this up in the courts, which
right.
I'm gathering it's possible that he could do that. What do you think?
Well, you know, certainly he is not beyond that. But you have to wonder, he's got on the one side be weighing, you know what, they're forcing me to do something I don't want to do. On the other hand, the longer I hold on to this team, the more the value is going to fall. And presumably he want to get as much as he can. It's a rare situation in sports right now where there's a tremendous amount of money sloshing around, from particularly from guys on Wall Street that have made a tremendous fortune over the last 3 or 4 years. And they're not only looking to buy trophy sports properties, but looking to diversify their assets out of, let's say, just stocks or stocks and bonds.
Right.
That's why we've seen a lot of these private equity guys like Harris with the 76ers and the Devils and the two guys that bought the Bucks. Guggenheim, a lot of financial money went into buying the Dodgers. So, but there are very few teams where a controlling stake is for sale because the economics have improved so much lately with the new collective bargaining agreement putting a cap on player salaries and at the same time the value of TV deals driving up revenues and values. So from Sterling's perspective, the sooner he sells, the better. But as you point out, he's not beyond taking this to court and trying to fight it.
Yeah, right. It's going to be an interesting offseason.
Mike Ozanian, thank you for that. He's a Forbes writer. He handles sports and money. His article posted today, Adam Silver should not ask Donald Sterling to sell the Clippers. Well, I wonder what folks on the street there at Staples Center are thinking. Jennifer Bjorklund is on the scene at the arena. And Jennifer, are you talking to some people there? What are they saying now?
A lot of people are saying that they are absolutely going to go to the game tonight. And I think
oh, wow.
That's a good news from the player's standpoint. You know, the people around here at Staples, if you're a longtime Clippers fan, you've hung in with the team for all these years. Now that they're in the playoffs, and they finally have a shot. They're like, you know what? We're going to stand by our team. And to heck with what happens with the ownership, we're going to go. And that is across the board all all ethnicities. But then again, we are standing outside of Staples. We're not in people's homes where the people who might be staying away are.
Yes,
so you
exactly.
You have to kind of consider the source. But a lot of people really, really excited about what they're hearing. That you know, it's a lifetime ban, and that's a big deal. And the potential that the team could be under different ownership with the blessing of the NBA, that's even better. So I think the mood is definitely lifted around here.
Jen, I hope you can gather some great personal stories, because this Clipper story is going to have legs. We're going to talk about it tomorrow on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. And when you come back into the studio, I hope you have a lot to tell us.
Oh, you bet I will.
All right. Be safe out there, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. That's our Jennifer Bjorklund. And let's see if we can sneak in one more call, and it is David from Los Angeles. Hi, David.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, good. So everything work out the way you would hope today with the NBA commissioner's announcement?
You know, I completely understand Silver banning Sterling from all the games and from everything NBA-related. That's perfectly fine. He has to do a damage control. Well, I guess I'll start out with saying I do not agree with Sterling. What he said is not right. Shouldn't have said it. But at the end of the day, he didn't commit a crime. He didn't do anything illegal. He, as far as I'm concerned, listening to that tape, I didn't really hear anything racist. The point that I got from it was he's getting phone calls from certain people asking why his mixed girlfriend is taking pictures with certain people. And people of color.
He said not to bring African Americans to the game.
Right, but it sounded to me more like it wasn't necessarily his preference. It was more he's getting phone calls about it. Sounds like it's influence from his peers. I don't know what kind of circle he's running around with. I'm guessing part of it might be from
a bunch of rich white racists. That's what evidently, right?
Maybe. And I'm assuming that a lot of those rich white racists are other NBA owners.
Wow. Oh. Well, see, we should have started with your call, David. David, we should have kicked off the show. We would have had all kinds of calls waiting to get on the air to gracefully disagree. I think a lot of people heard plenty in that recording that they found abhorrent. Are we all on the same page on that? Except for David. Hey, we love your comments. You can send us an email, feedback@philhewlettandfriends.com. On Twitter, we are @AsWeSeeItShow. Facebook.com/philhewlettandfriends. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark. Our theme song is composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Jennifer Bjorklund, Jay Campadonia, and Chris Martin, I'm Phil Hewlett. Go Clippers! Beat the Warriors tonight. We're on your side, boys. And we look forward to talking with you next time when we call it As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.